Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio App. I am Alvin Hodge III, AH3 the most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purpose1alvinii. Again, that's facebook.com/purpose1alvinii. Ladies and gents, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithh3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. And here is what I have for you today. Today, we're going to talk again about, my currency talk series, Empty Shells and You. Follow-up from, this is now, as of the recording of this, March 2022. I think it'd be a good idea to kind of document the timelines at the time so that I can check it out and you all can check it out again in posterity. I did a podcast maybe a couple of months ago on Empty Shells and You. And it was covering the supply chain issues we were having and coming out of our most recent health situation and the contributing factors to that, which could have been just really a slowdown or a stop in production or some type of stop in financing for services. The health issue actually affected people in a health way, in that some people may have passed away, key people, things like that. And also just the general shifting of the infrastructure, just a massive disruption in the systems that help us to get products from either the farm or the factory to the stores. But there was a lot of disruption. So now we are a few months down and we're functioning, but we're just not quite back to full capacity. Some states have done better because they were southern states and they kind of opened up sooner than eastern or western states or northern states. So things have kind of a normal, more of a normal feel to them. Normal meaning 2019, before 2020, before our whole corona issue. But it's still not as the same. But then there's other states that are having much more difficult time. I mean, they're going through grocery stores and certain shelves are staying emptier longer, and some of the products are more expensive because now not only did we have the supply issue with goods and services, we're now having the supply issue in the very backbone of logistics, our fuel, gasoline. So in the context of our dollar currency we operate with, everything is getting more expensive because of that. Is it truly because of just the natural consequences of our society being disrupted? Or is it manufactured by, elite entities? Don't know. What we do know is that something is off, something is different. And so This is just kind of, I guess, a journal entry. Personally, I live in, of course, Texas. I haven't really seen or noticed, in a non-bragging way, a lot of disruption. The store shelves are just a little bit more empty. Like, if you had to give it a percentage, probably 20% empty. But as for staples and all that stuff, like meats and canned goods, things like that, I have not seen a major disruption where it's like, oh, I can't get this right now. I may have to come back a few days or a week later to get it. Haven't noticed that yet, but I know in some other states, they are having those issues. Have things gone up price-wise? Depends on what level of financial class you're in. If you're extremely wealthy, not feeling anything. Somewhat wealthy, still not feeling anything. Anything below, I would want to say, a solid middle class, meaning maybe mid six figure earners. Anything below that, yes, you're feeling, you're having to pinch budgets and adjust budgets. You're having to cut down on purchasing a coffee or eating out, something like that. Some convenience you're having to adjust in order to compensate for food and fuel. So it's a very relative world, right? Very relative. So I guess you, as a person who strives to create solutions or give solutions or thoughts on solutions, between consolidating households and expanding your skill set into more monetizable skill sets, and also, as many would recommend, starting some type of business, which is quite challenging without understanding what would you want to sell and what would sell in an increasingly competitive environment right now. You have to find ways to play both good defense with your finances, as well as great offense with it. Meaning, defense is more how do you preserve or stretch out your finances to cover your living habit and lifestyle habit. And then offense is how do you find more means to earn or attract more income your way in order to mitigate the rising costs of these things, and so that even though shelves are empty or sparse, you're able to access what you can when you see that there's an opportunity for it. So we are dealing with this transition. I'm very, very thankful that it's not, sadly, like some of our other countries, where there are extreme empty shelves. Some, like Ukraine right now, that has war in it, and also places like Venezuela. People are having to really, really adjust their lives. They're having to probably even compromise themselves in the name of survival. And it's very, very rough. But we can always see what lessons we can garner from these difficult times, and have a spirit to resist or fight just giving up, and finding the positive things as well, through these challenging ordeals that we have in life, especially when it comes to the finances and the material survival and things like that. So that is the thing that's going on. That is the update from the possibility that we were talking about maybe about a month or two ago to where we currently are right now. Still functioning, but there's still a hint or a looming that it still could become even more challenging or turn down again for the people who are not firmly in the middle class or basically people who are probably not professionals that are essential to our life's being. Now, what's unique here in where I am, I do see a lot of smaller businesses opening up, and I see smaller businesses that deal with food. So obviously there's still a lot of food supplies out here that business class people have access to that they can process and generate revenue from. So that's a great thing. But you have to be some type of professional or some type of asset or business owner with a needed and affordable service to navigate this environment to supersede the rising costs of everything. That would be one of the ways to make it. But then the cost and the price of having to be such a lean and competitive individual can have its own non-financial prices as well. And maybe, you know, a higher level stress than the average person. Or maybe even similar. Because it'll be a stress that's of just a different nature. Whereas some people are stressing that they don't have. Others are stressing that they do have. But the stress factor of managing and obtaining it is there. I guess the only thing I can really say to that is that life is just interesting, right? Making lemonade out of the lemons that it gives you sometimes. So that is my take on where we currently are with the empty shelves in you and how to manage it. And we shall definitely continue to keep our eye on what's going on and perhaps find the suitable solutions towards that. All right. Well, this has been the latest episode of Real Talk with AH3. And until next time, peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.